I sent my guards to Hendon Hall, the king said. Hugh said that he wrote the letter. Do not worry. He will go to prison. You can live in Hendon Hall and you can marry Lady Edith.
Miles was so happy. He wanted to kiss the boy. Then he remembered that his young friend was the king, and he went down on his knees.
Thank you for everything, my king, said Miles. I will return to Hendon Hall and marry Lady Edith. But please, don't send Hugh to prison.
Okay, he won't go to prison. You are a very kind man and a true friend, Sir Miles. I hope you will be very happy, said the king.
Then Tom Canty came into the room. He was not wearing rags, but his clothes were plain. Miles could not believe what he saw. The boy looked the same as his king. The story was all true.
Tom Canty, said King Edward. I've been told about your life in the palace. I'm pleased with you. You were a good king. I want you to live in Christ's Hospital and help the boys there. Make them clever and kind like you. I will give you and your family lots of money. You will never be poor or hungry again.
Miles Hendon returned to Hendon Hall and married Lady Edith. Tom, his mother, and his sisters went to live in Christ's Hospital. They never saw John Canty or Grandmother Canty again. Tom helped the boys at the hospital, and he lived a long and happy life. People always spoke about his life in the palace. Edward saw Tom Canty and Miles Hendon often, and they always talked about their story. Sadly, though, King Edward died when he was just 15. Before he died, he was a great king. He was very kind to his people. He listened to them and he helped them. This is because he learned a lot when he was a pauper.